Wimbledon.
It's the Scott Bett about. Live from the Scott Bett Cafe. It's not looking a very happy cafe, I have to say. Somebody brought up the Greyhound Derby. And thankfully, we weren't recording the comments made by Mickey Weir. But yes, I didn't know there was such a word, Mickey.
I'm still looking for it in the dictionary, man. I'm trying to find it.
You couldn't have backed the winner, Mickey, if you'd given me the tenner.
Nah,
I couldn't have backed the winner. No. You couldn't have picked it.
This is the Greyhound Derby, right?
25-1.
It's a bad night.
It's 25-1.
Bad night of the dogs.
Yeah,
okay.
I think our selection got bumped on the second bend. For a second.
Had to lead, mate. Never got in the first turn, night.
Never got there, did it? It tracked alright.
One was right on the bunny. And
but if
you
kept with the one, was it four tried to come in, didn't it? Caught its back.
I had to lead one. If it didn't lead one, it was beaten. As soon as it never went, I thought of the chubs sitting there on his sofa thinking.
That was glued.
Can I ask, by the way, before we get into some of the.
By the way, I did double your bet for you for nothing. Do you remember?
He put your bet on for you?
Yeah, for nothing.
Thank you very much for that.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, it's a pleasure.
Can I
think you put the bogeys on it,
actually. Can I ask you, what does right on the bunny mean?
Right on the bunny means trap one.
And that's good, is that the best?
That's the dog's sayings for being on the bunny would be trap one. Depends, handicapping on the bunny would mean the trap six, where you're on the bunny.
Right, okay.
Or do you think that was on the money?
You can have a dog in the one box that doesn't like being in the one box.
That's right.
And then that drifts wide and takes all the field with it.
Takes the whole field, but most of the time you get seeded, but doesn't happen.
Right.
It was a bad night.
Okay, can we move on to, let's say,
I think we should, yeah.
We got the price, that was the only good thing, we beat the price.
Well, 12-1 it, Mike, it was absolutely devastating.
Is Andy Murray going to win the French Open?
4-1, second.
Nadal's out. And Federer had an almighty match against Tommy Haas.
Even money, Federer, 4-1, Murray, 52, Davidenko, 15-2, and Gonzalez, 9-1. It's not Murray's surface, that's the only thing, but he's got the furthest that anyone's ever got in his competition from Great Britain.
Mm-hmm.
So he must have
some kind of chance, mightn't
he? By the way, he's only 100-30 to win Wimbledon. Only just over 3-1 to win Wimbledon, and he's 4-1. Mm. So if you think 4-1's a bit of value, isn't it?
Well, Federer, and he's got a good record against Federer, hasn't he?
This is Nadal he has the trouble with.
He's 130 Wimbledon. I mean, that's before it starts.
But it just shows you in betting, Mike. Nadal was 100-1 on. 100-1 on to beat that lad.
Is that right?
Just shows you.
Well, it's the biggest upset in tennis they can remember. You know, and he just said, "What did he say? I'm going to go and have a swim in my swimming pool." That's what he said, didn't he? Mm. The press conference.
Aye.
I'm going to try and forget
really
it.
To be fair, he's done well. I mean, they must feel it eventually. He puts a lot through his body, through a lot, mate. He's in every tournament.
Aye.
He's playing.
He don't miss much.
Top of his game.
Pressure to win as well, isn't it?
100-1 on, Joey. Very, very few of them, Mike, isn't
it? Just got to switch off for one. Obviously, you switch off. Only a shot. Because once you're playing catch-up, it's very difficult, isn't it?
Keep going, yep.
I mean, Everton will tell you that, won't they? They were chasing that game. Where they scored too soon, didn't they, Everton?
Mm. They got them angry, as you say, mate.
They stirred the Hornets' wasp, you know, the nest up, didn't they? They scored too soon.
Speaking of Everton, by the way, we had the treble, which was Rangers. Yes.
Not easy. Not difficult to pick, though, Rangers. But having said, they didn't have an easy game. But
no.
Everton, we had Rangers, Chelsea, and all running on track two, Ballymac. How did that go on, Mickey? Ballymac Russo. Can you go
through
that?
We talked about the dog.
I can't remember it. I think it ran second. No, it didn't.
Been seen again, Mike. Something happened to him.
They're out with lanterns looking for it. Yeah.
It was on the bunny. It was actually sitting in the bunny. Just moving its paw.
By the way, did you see the bunny?
Oh.
Did you see the stage?
I was hearing, Joe, Terry Dartner, who's a trainer.
Yeah.
They got that. 150-1, they bet that for 151, right down to 2-1 favourite for that. Could you imagine the money of these guys? And the other thing is, Charlie Lister, the trainer, he's beat on the line by the number, with the one dog.
One dog as well, yeah.
My wee nephew beat it, and it was leading all the way, and the dog come, the outsider come and beat it.
Don't know how it beat it.
I says, he's just lost a five or something. He's lost $100,000 in prize money, and maybe $300,000 in stud fee.
Breeding fees.
On breeding.
Mm.
You know, $500,000 to go around the track.
Did you see the guys that owned it, or the consortium?
Yeah.
They've got a lot of good fund, didn't they?
Oh, it was a lot of great,
they all had the name of the, they all had orange t-shirts on.
Mm-hmm.
in the crowd, all the supporters, they had, didn't they? They had the orange shirts on. Did you not watch it, Joe? Britain's Got Talent.
We were watching Britain's Got Talent.
No, yeah. I was tucked in bed.
As soon as the traps
night,
opened, I went, oh no.
I was burnt to a cinder, I couldn't
move.
You
see greyhounds, I see talent. You see.
We'll be torturing people on television soon. It'll come to that.
No, mate, it's good fun.
No, it's morally wrong.
No.
It's morally wrong, Gordon. Sorry. I do think that you can't have young kids on there and putting them on through that. I think the older ones, fair do, is it? They know what they, I mean, that they said a fella and his daughter.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought that was a joke. I thought somebody strayed onto the stage by mistake.
No.
First time I've ever watched it. I thought somebody walked onto the stage by mistake.
What were they called again? No, it was great. Me, Holly, come on and did it again. But was it a save by the bookies, by diversity? Because Susan Boyle was the favourite, was she not?
Well, that diversity were 14-1, were they? At the start of the semi-finals, so they backed the other, what was the other crew called, the other band?
Flawless,
and there was a bit for Flawless, you know. Mm-hmm. Then the first lot that danced around that car, I mean, you see a lot of that anyway, don't you, down in Broxbridge?
That's right, yes.
So there's nothing special about that, was there?
They're called Chibs, great dance act. What was a lot of betting in this, in your part of the world on Britain's Got Talent?
Not a lot, but no? Just small token bets, just interest bets. And
right.
Really, everybody wanted to back the Boyle's Law, but she was too short, so nobody had a bet.
Aye, yes.
That's the trouble, the girl was too short, she was 4-6, went, drifted out 11-10, then she came in again for it.
So I've got a question to ask you, yeah. Mike, right? When you're booking, when you're bookmaking, you know, there's my phone again.
Yeah.
Brittany. See, for instance, it's six dogs.
Greyhounds.
Wait a minute.
It's the bunny.
I'll make his teeth ready.
It's Kirsty.
Yeah.
No, sorry, it's Kylie. I'll text her back later. Right, so what I'm seeing is, if it's a six dogs race, right?
It's more likely to be Subu. Well, go on.
No, but if it's 3-1 in the field, right?
3-1 in the field.
If it's 3-1 in the field,
yeah.
A book doesn't work. But if there's a 6-4, and then a 3-1 chances, you know, if there's one 6-4 chance, 9 times out of 10, boys will bet a 6-4 chance simply because they think it's red hot. There's something going on.
Yeah, but I think what happens with graded races, a lot of them, you get them 3-1 in the field, 7-4.
Looking at me.
Because it's graded races.
That's what I'm saying.
Handicaps.
No, like you're saying, Susan, but the good bookmakers know when to draw people in, like Susan Boyle. They know.
Yeah.
46. Now, I think if he'd have went 2-1 or 5-2, Susan Boyle, they've got a flood of money.
I wanted to go 11-10, 5-4 in the day.
To take the money.
Uh-huh. But it was a big, you know,
it was a lot of money.
In hindsight, it's pretty clever, but I did want to go. You know, like one game last year when Scotland were 3-1, we went 7-2, we went the biggest price in Scotland, 7-2, and Scotland got beat that day. Mm-hmm. I think it was in Holland, was it big? No. I forget which game it was. Anyway,
the Macedonian game, was it?
I think it was Macedonia, we went 3-1. We went 3-1. Everyone went 3-1, bit 11-4, bit of, we went 7-2, biggest price. And I was tempted to go, Susan, I was really tempted to go, you know, because I didn't think she could win it.
Yeah.
She didn't look the part, did she?
Mm-hmm.
For all due respect to the lass. I mean, the poor lass, you know what they call her in her village? You're her nickname,
yeah?
Yeah. We can say it, can't we?
Yes, absolutely.
Simple Susan.
Yeah.
That's mm-hmm. what. And she, the lass looked out of her depth.
Yep.
Didn't she?
A shame, because she great voice.
Great voice. I think the right management teams are behind her. You know, she'll make her money and she can get out of it, you know.
But the money's no good to her because they don't look happy lass, does she?
No.
Do you know why? She's got to enjoy it.
Well, you know, behind the scenes when the cameras stop rolling, I'm sure a bigger house and the threat of not having to sign on.
And the hangers on coming out.
Oh,
the
well, that's
sorry.
True. They certainly
they'll
will
get
be.
Through it,
man. Absolutely. Listen, we'll get to World Cup qualifiers as well.
Yeah.
And Scotland don't feature, unfortunately, but that's coming up next week.
Saturday, Wednesday we've played, England and Wales and all the rest. Azerbaijan. Wales are even money away to Azerbaijan. I mean, when were Wales made favourite last Saturday? I can't remember the last time Wales were favourite, can you?
Long time
ago, isn't it? Kazakhstan play England, we play England, play Kazakhstan, 6-1 on England, 18-1 Kazakhstan, this should be formalities league game. 2-9 Italy against Northern Ireland, 10-1, and Bulgaria levels, 9-4 the draw, 3-1, Republic of Ireland.
Going to be a bit of football still to happen, you think that's the game season?
A bit of interest on Saturday,
that will be.
And they'll space them out, so we're watching them all day, won't we? Outright for the World Cup, 5-1 Brazil, 6-1 Argentina, 6-0 Spain, because they're saying, you know, could it, 8-1 England, 10-1 Italy, 10-0 Germany, 11-0 Holland, 18-1 France. How the Mighty Fall.
Yeah, that's a big price.
Yeah. 28-1 Portugal, 200-1 the Republic, 500-1 Scotland, and 750-1 Northern Ireland.
What did you say England? England won, sorry, just repeat.
England a third joint second favourite at 6-1. Sorry, 8-1. Fourth in at 8-1.
6-1
England. 8-1,
sorry. 8-1, sorry.
Still.
As soon as the ball comes, yeah. Spain and that give him an absolute going over, mate. Even seen Barcelona, Man United.
Italy,
night.
Germany. You could put Italy and Germany behind him, can you?
Mm-hmm.
You can't do really, can you? No.
I think the team, if I was pushed for a bit, I think I'd go Argentina. I think Argentina with Messi and you know, Tevez and all them, and a lot of good players on that side. So, producing on the next.
Where's Tevez going, do we know yet? I'm saying Liverpool still.
Man City.
You think so?
The Shilks Man City, yeah, they're saying that Man City.
What are the bets, the managerial? Is there bets to be put down for the
I'm still going to be quoting because they're changing by the minute, so I haven't really.
Just go to you.
Yeah, just have a look and find it, because they're changing, aren't they, badly? They look like Mark Hughes is shooting from now.
Only Coyle would bet for you.
I said he wouldn't go. I did tell you he wouldn't go.
I
said no chance at all. No chance at all. Nothing. No, he's stopping there, isn't he?
Well, it was 2-5 on, mate. Somebody's
better.
Somebody's
had to do. I told you, I led at 6 to Thursday night. Was it Thursday night? Wednesday night, in here playing poker.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody had a £20 bet with me. I led him 6-4.
Mm-hmm.
The best money I've always liked.
About Owen Coyle going to Celtic?
Yeah, yeah. It's like stealing money. Ah. Stealing. I feel guilty. Well, I don't.
Whereas the Martinez going from, he's in the Championship, to go from the Championship to the SPL. To maybe the Premiership. That's maybe more of a
more
journey
of it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Than the Premiership to
But as
SPL.
A Celtic, would you want Martinez so soon in his career? Mm. I think not.
I think the thing is, and all, Mike, is you've got Martinez, a lot of smoke screens are involved in audio. The Celtic will have an idea who they want, but they've got to
approach people.
You know what I mean? They've got to throw a few.
Tony Mowbray.
The best in the business for me are the Hibs. The Hibs have done it. They've done it with Mowbray. He come from nowhere. Nobody had an idea, and I think they'll do the same this thing. Nobody said a whisper who's going to be the Hibs manager.
Is there a book open on it, Mike? Though you can't walk into Scotland.
It was 11-8 Mowbray, I think, this morning. Mm-hmm. Even money, some of that Mowbray. Very.
I think Glenn Hoddle was mentioned as well.
Hoddle was in.
Yeah. Surely no.
Yeah, and Chris Waddle as a double act. Yeah, Diamond Lights, do you remember him? Diamond Lights.
I love you.
Darling, I love you. Yeah. Oh,
what
no.
Let's move on to the other sports. What else?
I just saying, before, when we talked last about the Scottish Premiership next year, Celtic were odds on and Rangers were odds against.
Mm-hmm.
But they've now gone 5-6 each or two since Strachan's left. I know they didn't. Half the team like him, but it's a big act to follow, isn't it?
Goodness
me. In the Premiership, there's been a lot of money for Chelsea. 5-4 Man United, 11-4 Chelsea, 3-1 now Liverpool. They look a good. That looks valid, 3-1 Liverpool.
Worth it.
That's probably the biggest price they'll be for a long time.
Yeah, I just think I've still got
the summer in Liverpool.
I think I've got to still to catch United.
I think Everton have finished fifth.
A lot of money involved. Because for me, Chelsea, for to put. Two or three on extended Balak, another year.
Balak's
expensive.
What is
he, Mike?
33? He's
nearly
as old as you.
They're growing older as a team, and no matter what they say, Mike, they won the FA Cup, that was it.
Yeah.
They were out.
Yeah.
You know, they were 140 a week. I still think they've all got to catch United. Even Liverpool need to buy 3-4 real quality players. Because it's a squad, Mike. It's no that.
Well, is that Stevie Torres is injured? They're in trouble, aren't they?
Stephen Torres.
If Stevie Torres gets injured, they're in trouble, aren't they? We're not talking about the Scousers, but just a couple of quick things. Murray plays tomorrow. Andy Murray, let's wish him all the best. 8-13, 6-5 Fernandez. The set betting as well, if you want to get involved with the 3-0, 3-1, 3-2. And it's the Derby and the Oaks this week. I mean,
oh yes.
Years ago, this would have been the front of the menu, wouldn't it? I think we've got five. There's a field of 13 declared. English trained horses, only 5 of them. 8 come from abroad, and O'Brien's got 6 of them, hasn't he?
Oh, it's unbelievable.
O'Brien's got 6. Fame and Glory 11-4. See the Stars 11-4. Rip Van Winkle 6-1. I think Crowded House is our best hope at 20-1. I think.
Aye. I think See the Stars. That's my one for the Derby.
Yeah.
Oaks.
The Oaks is Friday. The Derby Saturday. Sariska 5-2. Rainbow View. That's been second in both, then, hasn't it? 3-1. A midday, 7-2. I fancy midday at 7-2.
Okay, what's that, Mike? Just midday?
Midday at 7-2 would be my selection for the Oaks.
For the Oaks.
Is that Stokes?
I don't know about the
Derby's
the one for me.
The Derby's the Saturday, right?
See the Stars is the one I fancy in the Derby.
Give us that again, right? And down.
See the Stars.
See the Stars.
And I'll go.
You know my tippings will be in the greatest.
I'll have an each way on Ganamaris.
I'm going to go there.
8-1.
Ganamaris.
Ganamaris, that finished placed in the Guineas. I think it was second or third in the Guineas, I can't remember.
I hope Scott better give us for Ganana.
About 8-1 at the moment.
Is that the guy that used to play Boston Villa?
I was watching that.
I'll get kicked out of shop.
And you love your cricket here, the 2020, 9-2 Lancashire, played 4-1-4, Kent 11-2, Essex 6-1. I don't mean you're not into cricket, are you, boys?
Are England going to win the Ashes?
8-11, they say 8-11 says.
Could not beat England at 8.
No, 8-11 Australia.
Oh, sorry.
Australia, yeah.
What's England?
Can England win the Ashes? Yes, they can win it. I think they've got to turn the full squad out. Can they win it without Flintoff, I think? But they certainly can't win it without Peterson.
Peterson, they need Peterson. No.
They need Peterson or Flintoff. Mm-hmm. But they can stand one of them missing. You know, because I mean, they can only beat what's put in front of them.
The Australians, when it comes to the big
Ricky
one,
Ponce is a hard man, isn't he? A hard man.
Okay. Listen, I'll tell you what, we've had a good gallop right through the Oaks, the Derby, and the Murray in the French Open. We've had some of the World Cup qualifiers, and then the outright prices for the World Cup itself, as well as a bit of extras. So I have to say thank you very much, Mike.
Well, just to say as well, can I just check one thing? We've got the new shop open on South St Andrew Street last Friday.
How'd it go?
Very well, and we're pleased with the level of trade. We had a little shop in the back street there on West Register Street. That's been closed down. But there are, if you go into some of the shops surrounding outside of Edinburgh, on the, you know, the environs of Edinburgh, they're giving free vouchers out for a £5 bet and we'll double it. So it's worth going in, say, one of the shops that's...
So one of the Scott Bet shops, outside of the St Andrew Square one,
perhaps on Spittle Street or in on the West End, or you want to go out to
Roseburn,
one of those...
You get a wee slip that says £5.
They're giving away the free vouchers. When they're gone, they're gone. That's all I can say.
Eh, that's not bad. Get your money in the Oaks or the Derby for a wee double a £5 bet.
And I think, looking at you going with that, son, I think you could win the pickle walnut competition of Calcutta. you'd give Mary Teresa a run, you would, with that crinkled up face, wouldn't he?
I told you, he's got the old guy. Definitely, it's not happening.
Just put me in front of that sleigh, and I will guide the sleigh tonight. Brilliant stuff. Mike Platt, thank you very much. Thank you very much. It's been the Scott Betts, and good luck if you're having a little tipple or a bet, and bet responsibly. ScottBet.com is your place of choice.
More terrifying than Poltergeist.
They're here.
Who are you? Who are you?
More relentless than the Terminator.
I'll be back after this word from our sponsor.
The Kickabout.
Don't run! Don't run! It'll find you anyway!